Welcome to Spark the Change India and the Spark Cafe, where we're having global conversations about change. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Spark Cafe. We are here today with our co-host, Sarika Karbanda.
Good morning.
Hello.
And our guest today is Andrea Darabos.
Hello, everyone.
And we are across three time zones again today. So it's early here in Canada. It's 7:30 a.m. for me. And then Sarika is in Pune, India. And what time are you at it?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And Andrea is in London in the U.K.
12:30.
I tell you, see, for our amazing attendees that are going to be coming to Spark the Change India, we will cross three time zones, people, and get up really early so that you get to meet everybody. But we are here today, and the Spark Cafe is an amazing way for you to get an opportunity to meet the speakers that are going to be attending and presenting at Spark the Change India. And I'm going to jump in introducing Sarika, because she's the main questioner, because she's the expert on agile and change and transformation. So I'm going to jump into that so we can get to the good stuff. So Sarika Karbanda is an entrepreneur and lean change facilitator, coach and trainer with over 20 years of experience working across the globe. Her passion is be the change you want to see in the world, which I believe is Gandhi, is it?
I suppose so. Yes, that's correct.
So I have to take a deep breath before I share with you her global experience, which spans across organizations that reside in Poland, the Czech Republic, the Nordic countries, UK, India, Singapore, and the US. She uses her key strengths built over core values of integrity, intelligence, and energy, and she pursues excellence in both her personal life and how she strives to work with clients to help build the growth mindset and a flexible change toolkit into the hands of change champions, which is the whole mindset of Spark the Change anyway, so that's awesome. And I forgot to introduce myself again.
I was about to say that, but then I didn't want to interrupt you. I was like, okay, finish it, and then I'm going to say that. But go for it now. That's okay.
Every single time. So my name's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome. And I own MCV Communications here in Canada. And I've been part of Spark Change Toronto for the last 4 years. So we have 2018 coming up that we're just kicking off the planning for. And that's how I met the lovely Sarika. She attended our Spark the Change this year through Kubi. Through amazing technology, which is allowing us to bring Spark Cafe to you today.
Awesome.
So there we go.
Thank you, Elizabeth, finally with that introduction. So yes, it's lovely to have Elizabeth as a co-host and, of course, a team member of our Spark India team. So we're super thrilled to have you on our team too.
Thank you.
Yay, All right. So I think we like to give the context also about what Spark is about and what, where it hails from. So just a very quick introduction of Spark the Change as a brand itself. It's been traveling all the way from London and has gone all the way to Toronto, Montreal, Amsterdam, Paris, Melbourne, and finally, when we decided this year along with Jason that we need to bring this brand to India, and we need to get this whole conference and the whole concept around to India. And this time we get it in Pune, and it's on 24th, 25th, Feb, 2018. Not just being a global brand, but it also really helps us co-create change together and build this awesome change community of which people like Elizabeth, myself, Andrea, and all the speakers that we have today in Spark the Change India are a part of, and we just want to make this community stronger and stronger and build it even more global as much as we can. With that, let's get to introducing our awesome guest today, Andrea Darabos. I'm going to give you a quick introduction, and then I would like Andrea to give her own introduction. I think that will be lovely. So I know Andrea to be a digital coach, and she's been doing a lot of agile transformations from the past. She's been speaking in a lot of international engagements, so she is an international speaker. Her talks revolve around multiple topics. She's been very active in the lean community. She's been active in the agile community. Like myself, she's also a management 3.0 facilitator and whatnot. So She's actually Hungarian and she lives in London and works in London. So
global
at the moment,
again.
I understand. Yeah, exactly. We're all global, right? And today technology allows us to be there, be that way. And she today is working at HSBC Global in London. And yeah, let me pause there and let's allow Andrea to introduce herself a bit more and tell us more than what I just shared, right?
Yeah, thank you, Sharika. Great introduction. Very delighted to meet Elizabeth and the rest of the team. Actually, I have been to Spark the Change myself. I cannot recall which year. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago in the London edition.
Oh, very cool.
And where Lisa Sutherland spoke. And we already had robot attendees calling in from different edges of the world. It was a fantastic event, and I'm very inspired by the mission of the conference, by the community of people empowered themselves as self-reliant, self-empowered to change the world, all improving
awesome.
Something.
Awesome.
So that brings me to contribute this year as well, which I'm very happy for. My background is in software, indeed digital. In Hungary, I was one of the 5% women in technology class and technology Woo-hoo! University. Yay, diversity. But later had a chance to work in Sweden, where 40% of women were technologists and also similar ratios were already available in leadership teams. Uh-huh. I have about 10 years of experience driving digital and business transformations as a coach, as a consultant. In the meanwhile, I have set up my own consultancy called Lean Advantage in London, and that's where I settled down. But I always work with distributed global teams. I think that's part of way of life now, part of doing business with global talent.
Right, and I'll add to that because... I know one of a couple of the teams that today Andrea works with are in HSBC in Pune. It's very fascinating.
Oh,
everything
very cool.
Yeah. It's just in Pune, right? So it's so cool.
Yeah, I have indeed been to Pune to meet my teams. It was fantastic. I'm very grateful for my company to allow us to travel. It's not always the case. So, but back to why my talk and what I would like to share. Business transformation is not just about processes. There are techniques, there are good practices of how do we look for improvement opportunities in a business, how do we prioritize those, and how do we implement change. We can do it in a lean manner, in a very agile manner, Jason Litter's approach, or we can try to do it in a big upfront planning manner. We have a choice. however, over the years, what I found that even though we change companies and we turn around business outcomes, people still feel unhappy in their jobs. And very often the personal human aspect of the change is neglected. So stakeholders, like senior stakeholders, sponsors are happy. They have reaped the results. They have achieved their bonuses and targets. However, people are still leaving. Companies are increasingly have difficulty retaining talent, and to attract millennials and Generation YZ is increasingly harder. So I'm like here coming back, hello, don't forget about the people. Right. How could we actually bring our people along with us? And also every transformation we do, how could we involve them, engage them, and give them the opportunity to also improve their own jobs? To be part of it.
That's very cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I think, yeah, Andrea's talk really sits with unleashing people for sparking the change. And it's really an important point that she brings about, where she talks about building a positive cycle of organizational purpose, strengths, and creativity, getting people along in the journey on the way, because it's ultimately successful. You know, it's always a battle. Okay. Is our business going to be successful with happy people and motivated and engaged people, or the other way, right? So that's a battle, but guess what? It's always motivated, engaged, and happy people leading to successful outcomes and successful businesses, and not the other way, because if you get a successful outcome, it's probably not that your people are happy, and that's what you just drove to. It's always the other way around, right?
It's so, that industrial age mindset.
Exactly, exactly. And now, I mean, the age has changed. So we have to, yeah, tiny little bit and change. I think the other day when we were talking, was it with Anant? Or, yeah, I don't know who we were talking to with.
The pace of change,
I mean, we've talked to so many people, right, about change. And the pace of change is so, so fast that we just can't. It's really amazing how quickly this is changing today. So getting back to what Andrea is really focusing on and building a positive cycle, I think what she's proposing in her session is to bring a positive or create a positive cycle that creates meaning, uses the talent of the teams and the people that are, you know, creating this meaning and deliver creativity. What I like about that statement also is because she says, and it reinforces that. So I think it'll be interesting, Andrea, for you to share with us and also the viewers who will view this later, what exactly, you know, do you try and cover? Of course, don't unveil everything. Keep some things hidden for people.
Keep the mystery alive. Tell us
what the essence. Yeah, exactly. So give us the essence of it and do tell us what would, why do you think reinforcing would be necessary?
Okay, excellent questions, Sharika. Where to start? Back to the transformation story, maybe. In the recent years, I've picked a story where I work with an international telecom company. And the leadership team set out to do a digital transformation, which will allow faster innovation, more customer-focused innovation of their portfolio of products. But this vision, ultimately, when it came to how will we measure success, came down to how much cost can we save as a result. So although the vision was set out and it actually started to generate interest across the company, you could listen into conversations, people say, oh, okay, that sounds interesting. Maybe our leadership team is moving. And in fact, we will be working on new products and innovative stuff. When it came to goal setting and making it measurable, apart from measuring time to market, what really mattered is, okay, could we save some costs and how much cost could we save by automating certain software development processes, reducing number of people involved. So even people were asked to demise their own jobs or their own team members' jobs by being more innovative and creative. So actually the vision and the purpose and the actual metrics were totally misaligned and didn't work out. So for me, the positive cycle starts with any business you are operating in is with giving your people a genuine vision where your metrics of what you are measuring actually are in line in the direction of the purpose of the transformation, the purpose of the company. A related book that really I read in preparation for Christmas, couldn't resist not read it before Christmas. Patrick Lencioni, you might be familiar with his book on five dysfunctions of teams. He wrote another book on the truth about high employee engagement. This is a relatively new book. And in his book, he says, if you, there is a quick test to understand whether people in your company are connected to the company's purpose. You ask five people randomly selected in your corridors and ask them, who are you serving and how do you change their life as a result?
That's so good.
In your job, in your role, who are you serving? How do their lives change as a result? And if people cannot answer this, then they are definitely not connected. You could obviously ask, what's the company? Who is the company serving and how does it impact lives? But also, more importantly, each for each employee. It could very well be that you are serving internal customers, but what's the impact on them? Have you met them ever? And how are their lives changing as a result? With my background in software teams, I work with a lot of developers. Very often our developers have never met their business stakeholders, their internal customers, for whom they are innovating these products, for whom they are saving costs and being efficient. And we have no idea, therefore, in these development teams, how are we changing the lives of our customers?
So we've just got a couple of minutes left.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. So companies like Unilever are looking into, Unilever has an amazing TED Talk on the 4G. There is a TED talk by the previous CEO of Unilever on why companies need four goals, and the goals are not just financial. They need a sustainable goal. This is the fourth G. Sure. Watch the video for the other three. And this is really about how are we serving society? How are we serving our neighborhoods, our communities, our employees, and our society as an organization? We hear a story of an employee who used to start as an intern, ended up being CEO of the business. And when he started, he couldn't answer how Unilever is changing life. He felt his role is selling soap. But actually, by selling soap, you can release children's death by 10% in countries like Cambodia, Vietnam, Southeast Asia.
I think I've seen that one, actually. I attended a live TED Talk event last year through Cineplex Odeon, and it was a fantastic experience. And I'm fairly certain that that was one of the talks that was in that series.
Oh, excellent. You are really lucky to have attended that one.
So how does, the things that you've referenced right now, so how does that tie back to the talk that you're going to be delivering at Spark the Change India?
Yeah, I will be sharing how companies can make this practical, how can they connect each individual, figure out who their customers are and figure out the impact on them. How can they also tell a story and create conversations around the organization's purpose? In the talk, we will be doing some lightning exercises, which will enable that.
Right. And I think the good thing about it, about Andrea's talk, as I have understood in my conversation with Andrea separately also, is people then would not just gain insights about their own strengths, but they would also understand how they can contribute in different ways to, you know, their own organization's mission and take that forward by being engaged in it. And at least those exercises would then link to how they can be able to do that. So it's the how that also gets addressed through the session, which is lovely, because that's a actionable takeaway that people get. That's my interpretation, of course. And since we have just a couple of minutes now, so let me leave the last question again with Andrea, like we do with all speakers mostly, because we'd love to understand your feedback on what do you think our Spark participants will then have as a key takeaway from your talk.
They will understand how they can connect all their employees to a motivating purpose, how they can focus on individual strengths, basically orient people to the right role to contribute to that purpose rather than looking for their gaps, really identify what people love doing and are good at so they can really follow that. So release the burden on traditional fixed roles and fixed job profiles, create a flexible, motivated organization.
Very cool.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrea, for sharing that. That's lovely. Yeah.
Timer's just about to go off. And actually, it was interesting because from what you were saying with aligning with the vision and mission, and I'm wondering if those opportunities to come to a talk like yours would also build some clarity if the vision and mission have gotten off track and, you know, they've gone off in other directions and have gone further away from their vision and mission than they realize. Then attending a talk like yours would allow them the opportunity to facilitate a conversation to say, look, this is where we started. And through some osmotic process, we've ended up way over here. How do we come back? And how do we bring our employees back? And how do we have that clarity around what we're trying to achieve? Because it's really hard for any organization to succeed when their vision and mission get forgotten.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's easy for them to drift. Thank you. That's going to be really exciting. We got to sort this Kubi attendance out for me, Sadaka. I have to see these. And I will stay up and I'll have a pajama party and I'll sit at my desk with my tea and I'll have coffee.
Good. That's where the caffeine comes in, see?
It would need to for that particular thing. For that particular time zone, yeah. Because I think I'll be asleep while you guys are doing these things for the most part. So. Yeah. Or half of it anyway. That's thank you so much for joining us, Andrea. That's very exciting. And I think people undervalue the alignment that's required for success. And when they get lost on that bottom line of, you know, achieving the project for any way possible, that human factor of reducing cost at human expense has longer term implications than I think most organizations realize. And so if you're able to give them the tools to realize that and not choose that as a focus, you're going to have a lot of happy employees. Yay!
Yeah,
totally.
Which is always good. So we're going to wrap up for today. And we're going to end with our semi-boilerplate ending, which is please visit sparkthechangeindia.com. And one of the reasons you can do that is in the next couple of days, we will have three more speaker videos going up. We've got podcasts that we've been doing over the past week that'll be there. And you can get to listen to a lot of the speakers that are going to be attending and presenting. And it's an amazing way to learn and get engaged and realize what fantastic value you're going to be getting out of attending the event. From December 23rd until January 3rd, there is a combo deal available. And so if you're interested in attending the conference and attending one of the, I think so far, six speaker workshops that are available, then you can, there's a little bit of Santa savings going on. So take advantage and take a look. And
that
Andrea,
it starts tomorrow. Yep. Join us tomorrow.
It's three days till Christmas. I just
exactly incredible.
I don't even know what to say to that. I just jingled my own bells. Like I got done yesterday, which is very late for me. But anyway, give yourself a gift. Give your organization a gift. I mean, not to in all sincerity, being able to attend an event like this is a gift. It's an opportunity to be educated and to learn and to meet people who are on the same mission as you are, to provide positive change to an organization, help the long-term health of your business, and just like Sadika says, be the change you want to see in the world. If you're tired of bosses that don't understand and don't look at the organization with its people as a whole, then this is an event that can help you do that. And it can also help you have that conversation in such a way that people are open and receptive to it and may themselves use the tools that you now can provide and make things better. So Andrea is one of the amazing speakers who's offering an additional workshop, and hers is a two-day. The cool thing is her first day is on the 22nd, and it is an independent, it can be an independent because hers is a two-day, for practitioners to come in and learn from Andrea. And then there's a second day that if you want to become a facilitator, you take the two-day workshop and you can end with a certification for what Andrea does. So you not only get to meet everybody at Spark the Change India, but you get to leave with the certification. So that's a win-win. And if you choose that right now, you get to save money on top of that. I mean,
totally.
Santa's awesome.
Yes, and Alisa, but it's worth mentioning that the facilitators are then entitled to licensed materials and run courses, public courses, anywhere in the world.
It's management 3.0 that you're doing?
No, it's employee engagement with strengths, with a strengths-based approach. So it's very much the talk put into practice.
Right.
We have a card game that I have here next to me, a deck of cards, actually a very versatile tool to help people learn about their strengths, profile their teams, and then adjust to their team's mission. Just how can they contribute, how can they pair up, collaborate, using their strengths every day, practicing, being in the flow, being productive to achieve their organization's mission.
Fantastic. So again, a huge win-win. So that's terrific. So you can also check us out at Spark Change In on Twitter, where we are releasing details and you'll see when the videos go out and the blog posts and all those amazing things. Andrea is A. Darabos, D-A-R-A-B-O-S on Twitter. And I like your header image, by the way.
Thanks.
And so check it out. Check it out and be inspired. Check it out and take a chance. And if you're looking to travel in February, what better place to go than Pune and attend a conference at the same time? I mean, it's just, it's winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's all good. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Andrea. It was lovely to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you.
And we are going to wrap up for today. Thanks for joining the Spark Cafe. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us today in the Spark Cafe. To learn more about Spark the Change India or any of the great speakers that you've been learning about, please visit sparkthechangeindia.com or check us out on Twitter at sparkchangein.